Financial knowledge through the ages. I was reading a modern novel recently when I came across a useful quote. It read, "The budget should be balanced, the treasury should be refilled and public debt should be reduced." Words to live by, wouldn't you think? This quote was uttered by Cicero, a celebrated Roman lawyer, about 2,000 years ago. Can we learn from this wonderful and ancient idea? Perhaps. Fred Whitaker, Souk. Consider second level through Goldstream. The government needs to give their head a shake if they think building to the streambed through Goldstream Park is a good idea. Even more insane is removing the trees that bald eagles sit in during the fall while they search for their next dying salmon. I don't hear anyone suggesting a precast concrete second level through the corridor. This proposal was brought up for the Stanley Park Road expansion. I know, as I put together the precast proposal for that option. By using a second level, you have two lanes below and two above. At the park turnoff, there's an off-ramp and on-ramp. The current gravel pull-off on the west side could be used for this option. The on-ramp is in the Goldstream parking lot area. It's a safe and effective traffic management plan with minimal impacts to the current road, trees and stream. Tim A. Keller, Ladysmith. Transit land purchase makes little sense. With the purchase of half an acre for a transit hub at Harriet Road, it is no wonder that the taxpayers of British Columbia do not respect or trust their elected officials. To pay more than $7 million for less than one half an acre for any reason, confirms our opinion that elected officials do not need brains to hold office, they simply need to be totally lacking in common sense and fiscal responsibility. How many transit riders and how many years will it take to pay off this exorbitant and ridiculous sum? It is time that we elect government officials who have at least a modicum of common sense and who make fiscal decisions as though the money they were spending was coming from their own bank accounts and not from the proverbial taxpayer money tree. Marge Anderson, Ladysmith, formerly from Central Saanich. Thanks for roadwork, but about the timing. While I certainly appreciate our roads being kept up to par, could the roadwork be done at night? Less traffic for the workers, not too hot on sunny days, and less frustration for drivers. Lori James Derry, Saanich. Don't blame In Canoe for play cancellation. I would like to add my voice to the growing list of people who are outraged by the loss of free speech resulting from the cancellation of Sisters at Theatre In Canoe. I'm pleased to see that many are chiming in support of Theatre In Canoe, and the defense of free speech and the right of artistic expression in general. However, there is one glaring error in a recent letter, which said that the theater board surrendered that right as moral cowardice. It needs to be known that Theatre In Canoe did not surrender that right. That right was taken from Theatre In Canoe by the Fernwood Community Association Board. In their capacity as landlord, they unilaterally cancelled the play, not only without consultation with Theatre In Canoe, but also with purposeful exclusion of their own board members who were associated with Theatre In Canoe. I'm sure that there will soon be a much greater examination of the FCA role in this matter, both from within and without. Martin Goodwin, Victoria. We must help those who cannot help themselves. Re. It's time to help our at-risk members of society, commentary, Match 11. There is no pride or compassion in the business of addiction, mental illness that we promote in order to create more poverty and jobs, at the expense of lives. We need to do what other countries are doing in providing mandatory care for people unable to care for themselves. If you can walk into a harm reduction center and feel good about piles of young people getting free fentanyl every day in an environment of neglectful, wretched squalor, and leave with their life sucked out of them, or walk down Pandora and look the other way, trusting that your tax money is going into compassionate care, this commentary is not for you. These people deserve care. Let your administration know that this is cruelty, not compassion. We've seen enough to know the countries like Portugal where they have successful programs for mandatory treatment for people unable to help themselves. Why not copy successful treatment programs instead of places like Portland, Oregon, considered to be the worst cruelty in the nation? We have a responsibility to help people who can't help themselves. S.C. Murray, Victoria. We need to delay STR legislation. Not only will expensive hotel rooms keep tourists from visiting Victoria, future hotel rooms will also be out of reach for many people when construction is complete. Downtown short-term rental units will never add to the affordable housing stock we desperately need. These units, even if converted to long-term, will only add to the oversupply of high-priced rental housing we already have. Judy Lightwater, Victoria. Try to understand the depth of hatred. Assuredly, the people of Gaza deserve compassion, especially those who at the point of death dare not speak against Hamas tyranny. There is no agency, UN or any other, that has the freedom of verifying any of the information and condemnation Hamas spouts. The world listens, is the message stirring some latent anti-Semitic thoughts. Despite what people may say, anti-Semitism is real in Victoria and streams out in many directions, subtle and not very subtle at all. Why is a highly competent MLA not believed when she says she has faced anti-Semitism in government? What else can you call it when the word crappy causes an uproar? And why is a Western-based play cancelled? For focusing on an Israeli experience while Israel was killing Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. We here have no real concept of the depth of hatred Hamas has against Israel, even though they loudly proclaim their goal, annihilation of Jewish people, and it catches on, from the river to the sea. GM. Jackson. View Royal. Politicians, learn from the best curlers. I watched as Brad Gushue and his rink defeated the Saskatchewan side skipped by Mike McEwen. After the game, Gushue stood for the inevitable interview. In it, he thanked the host city and its curling fans. He also had praise for McEwen, his great curling ability and his gentlemanly conduct. Gushue clearly saw McEwen as a worthy opponent, not as an enemy to be crushed and denigrated. Why cannot our political leaders act in such a refreshing and adult manner as did Gushue? Pierre Poiliev is making a career of nasty, demeaning personal attacks, not constructive criticism, designed to reduce the focus of the attack as a human being. Could he not recognize Justin Trudeau as a political opponent, not an enemy to be destroyed? The polls indicate his strategy is working, but is that the case or are many Canadians just tired of Trudeau and that Poiliev could be equally successful using a more adult approach? Could he not raise the level of political discussion by paying attention to a true winner, Brad Gushue? Lorne Finlayson. Cumberland. Send us your letters. Email. letters@timescolonist.com. Mail. Letters to the editor, Times Colonist, 201-655 Tyee Road. Victoria, BCV9A6X5. Submissions should be no more than 250 words, subject to editing for length and clarity. Provide your contact information, it will not be published. Avoid sending your letter as an email attachment.